Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. I have been diligently following your adventures from what I understand. If I'm correct, you're still in Panama.
I am. This is coming home in a couple of days, but yeah, still enjoying my South American, Central America adventure. Panama was like a route to come home after Ecuador and Colombia. So it's been nice to explore a different part of Panama.
Mm-hmm. Well, is this the first time you've been to Panama?
No, I actually came about 7 years ago and stayed at one of the Dreams property at La Bonita. It was overlooking really the Panama Canal channel where all the ships would go through. So this is a different area. So I'm in the Boquete region of Panama, and mm-hmm. to get here, you fly from Panama City to a town or a city called David, and then it's about a 45-minute taxi ride from David to this resort. And I'm staying at the Los Establos Boutique Resort. It's part of the Elite Island Resorts chain. It's a beautiful property, over 16 acres. It overlooks the volcano, which is dormant, right in the middle of a coffee region. And it's in the area of Boquete. So Boquete is it's a mountainous destination. It's considered one of the best vacation or retirement destinations. So if you're thinking of an economical place to go and spend some of your time after retirement, this might be of interest. It's located near the border of Costa Rica, and it's in the valley, this small town, and everywhere you look, there honestly is lots of expats. So you won't feel like you'll feel a sense of familiarity seeing, you know, other people in your same kind of time of life. It's got great variety of lodgings with hostels, resorts, restaurants. There's a golf course here, craft shops, and a very, very friendly population. Most people can speak English, but the predominant language is Spanish. So do come with a few words of Spanish in your repertoire. And lots of things to do. Like at the resort, it is an all-inclusive resort, and they offer like up to over 10 to 12 different tours that are included. So the first day that we were here, we went on a panoramic tour, and this was driving through Boquete and experiencing the vastness of the area, very hilly. You're able to hear from the guide about the history and the culture, see the Valley of the Flowers and just the natural beauty. And then you can also go on a coffee tour. Coffee is king here as well as in Colombia. And if you're a twitcher, you can go bird watching, get to see lots of exotic birds and plants species.
Nice.
We went on a hike through the through some of the cloud forest. It was called the Pipeline Hike. And it was really interesting. So we saw lots of birds, lots of butterflies, caterpillars. We didn't see like monkeys and such, but it was a nice way to stretch your legs and walk along the river that's here. There's like other hikes that are more strenuous. You could go zip lining. We're going rum tasting this afternoon, which is...
Oh, nice.
Right? Yeah. And it's supposed to have, like, this area has a geisha coffee rum that's supposed to be a must try. Mm. And also, whitewater rafting is huge here. So we're in the rainy season. So the rainy season does initiate good rapids to go on. So it is something, a good thing of a rainy season, right? Because rainy season started in May. And so in the mornings, it's gorgeous, sunshiny weather. And then in the afternoon, the rain comes. So it's definitely, keep that in mind. A lot of people come here between December and April, which is hot and beautiful, nice sun. And another thing I kind of referenced that this area is good for retirees. And it was a really good secret till I guess the Association of Retired Americans chose Phuket as one of the five best places.
The secret's out now.
Yeah, really. One of the five best places in the world to retire. And it's the title is based on its security, the beauty, the climate, the cost of living, pardon me. And Fortune Magazine Retirement Guide also named it as one of the best five places. So again, we do find it very economical while we're here. So something to consider if you not just, you know, coming here for a visit and to enjoy the region, but maybe to stay a little bit longer. And so, as I was mentioning, lots of activities year round. The weather is quite temperate. So it never really goes below 23 degrees Celsius, but it's not overly hot, but it's not cool either. So it's nice, a temperate way to enjoy it. You can also practice your rock climbing. They have a famous climbing site called Gunko, and it's really just really a natural wall made up of volcanic rocks in the area of Bajo Mono, and it curves and overhangs and has I'm going to use a technical term, which I really don't know what I'm saying, positive holes to make the perfect support for the feet. So there you go. Not that I have ever known what a positive hold was in rock climbing,
yeah.
But it's good for people who do know that. We also experienced some local food. I have a new dessert favorite. It's called Duro. It's strawberries, which are grown predominantly here, very flavorful. And they kind of put it in ice, like frozen ice, and they put condensed milk on top. And condensed milk is my favorite food group ever. So it's a really refreshing way to have it. At the resort, they have like Panamanian dishes, like you could have a Panamanian breakfast or dinner, like very traditional. And also one of the nice things about this resort is that it offers spa treatment. So you can relax after your day of exploring with a massage or a facial. Really, so it's a wonderful opportunity coming here to relax, because we had a busy itinerary within our last couple of weeks, and then you could relax. But also, we have the opportunity to get out and to explore the local environment as well.
Very nice. I did see some of the images of the resort you're staying at on your Instagram and Facebook page. It looks absolutely amazing, but it doesn't look overly, like it's not a large place. You know, it's overly crowded is what I mean, right?
No, it isn't. Actually, because we're in low season, the first two nights, and it's not because it's not popular, it's just because it was low season. We're the only two guests that were here, and now people are coming in. There's, you know, it's not a huge property. I think maybe up to 40 people. So there's a beautiful pool that you can relax at. I mentioned the restaurant. The staff is really good. They even have a pickleball court, because we know how important pickleball is to certain people, and they have that as well. It's quite relaxed atmosphere here. A beautiful staff that will take care of you, all your needs and such. So definitely consider it. It was an opportunity to experience Panama in a different way, other than the beach kind of area and such. Yeah.
I'm curious to know who has the better coffee, Panama or Colombia?
Oh, you're getting it here. I don't know. You know what? I guess it's all depending on taste. But I think you're going to enjoy both equally, honestly. When we went to the place we're going for the rum taste this afternoon, also grows tea. And tea, it was quite interesting to see how it, from the flower to the bean to the cultivation and tasting different kinds of tea. So if you like coffee or tea or rum, this is definitely a place to enjoy it.
Well, you had me at rum, and it all sounds fabulous.
Yes, it is. It's totally amazing.
You can follow Onanta Forbes' adventure in Panama and all the other places that she's been in the last 3 or 4 weeks on her Instagram page, her Facebook page, her X account, at Onanta Forbes, and her website, onantaforbes.com. So enjoy the rum trip. Anything else you got going on?
No, just basically that. And tomorrow, it's a day before we start our travel back to Canada. So it's just enjoying the day, walking around the town, experiencing some of the restaurants perhaps there, and lots of flowers to enjoy. So if you are a gardener, this is also a beautiful place to come and see.
Well, have a safe trip back home. Enjoy the rest of Panama, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. You take care. Thanks, Randy.